Let us pray. Father, we bless you. We give you the glory, for all wonders, all glory, all dominions belong to you, Lord. And Father, as we meditate upon your word, think of the beautiful creation. Think of the abundance. Give us the grace, Lord, that we may be challenged. So, Lord, that your Spirit will speak to us and teach us how to be wise in the use of the gifts you have given to us. And as for me, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and mind, glorify the name of my Savior, Lord Jesus. Amen. First of all, huge big thank you to the boys for reading so beautifully. Well done. That Samuel read from Genesis. And of course, there we learned that how God created everything. And when God looked at it, what did Samuel read to us? What did God say? It was good. Everything God created was good. You know that one of the books in the Bible that I deeply love is the book of Genesis. Genesis, it is actually the first 11 chapters, the whole of the Bible, actually in embryo, is within those 11 chapters. Something is with the song. Thank you, David. It is so beautiful. There is such a tremendous beauty, structure, and order in those chapters, which unfortunately, even at times, we Christians, we ignore and we just get bogged down with the debates of science versus faith. Of course, I'm not talking about science and faith, and I'm not interpreting those 11 chapters as such, because the focus today is on the harvest. How God created the whole of universe. God created the big, big universe. Any idea how big is the universe? Yeah?
Really, really big.
That is a fantastic answer, actually. It is really, really, really big. Because what you sometime probably hear on the TV or perhaps even in school, that is only the observable universe, that what they talk about, which is some 28 billion light years. Wow, 28 billion light years. And those of you who are clever, you know that the speed of light in 1 second is 186 point something, miles per second. And just multiply with 22 billion, and it is, as my this dear daughter said, it is really, really, really big. Would you say with me that the universe is... Shall we say? Universe is really, really, really big. And in that big, big universe, there is one tiny planet. Do we recognize which planet is that?
Our world.
Our world. It is the planet Earth. Yes, Tom, you wanted to say something, son?
It's called Earth.
Called Earth, that's right. And as this little daughter said, that it is, of course, the Earth we regard our home. You know that again about the order and the beauty of the book. If sometime you look the account of those seven as such days of the creation, and it is mind-boggling that how much God spent making this really, really, really big universe, and how much time he spent on this tiny planet that what you and me, we call our home. And God, when he made everything, he made it beautiful. I guess most of us, we have been on holidays not long ago. How many of us have been holidays away from homes? All of us. So did you go to some beautiful places? Yes?
Croatia.
That is one very beautiful country. And our own land, of course, that it is just so beautiful. When I moved first year here, and I used to go on bike to explore the area, and my daughter who lives in Finland, whenever she comes, she knows, I know that we together go for walking and so on. And I told my daughter that, my child, today I was out on a bike, and in one place, and I'm talking our own locality, Kent, that I really stopped to watch the beauty. Everything God made was beautiful. Nature, animals, fish in the sea. Can we see those fish? Can somebody tell me which fish is this on the left hand, the bottom one? Dolphin, well done. Well done. The fish, the beautiful fish in the sea God created. And of course, the animals, the domestic animals. Any one of you have any of these animals? Oh, wow. You have got lots of pets. Wonderful. And not only beautiful domestic animals, but God made beautiful, beautiful wild animals too. How many of you have seen any wild animals? Wonderful. And if you haven't seen, you're welcome to come to the rectory and guess what you will see there. What will you see there, David? Badgers. Yeah. And also you can observe some foxes. They love your rectory garden. They come and play there. Lot of beautiful wildlife. And not only God created it beautiful, God created in abundance. Everything, food we eat, the animals we enjoy as our pets, as for some for food and so on, everything in abundance.
Nepo, I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you because actually some people have bought some harvest gifts they've made for you.
Harvest gifts for me?
Yeah. Where are they?
Wow. I love receiving gifts. Where are those gifts? Ah, there are. Oh, poor. Wow. Beautiful, isn't it? And there is edible one. Yeah, they look similar, but there is something unique about both of them. They are lovely. They are beautiful. Absolutely wonderful. So,
goodness me.
Did I do something wrong? I threw them in the bin. No, you are laughing because you know it is part of my talk, isn't it? But you know that that is just to make a point. I said God has created everything in abundance. And this may come to some of you a shock. that it is a total myth that some people are hungry because we haven't got enough food. Because the reality is that we produce more food than is needed for 7 billion people on the earth. The food production today, actually, what I read, can feed 9 to 10 billion people. But then why some go hungry? And the answer is very simple. Again, I looked at a research. Did you know that every minute in the world, we produce 7,605 tons of food? How much we produce food every minute? 7,000 plus, you can say. Every minute we produce 7,000 plus tons of food. And of that 7,000 plus ton food, 5,133 tons we consume every minute, but 2,472 tons we do what I did, and some of you who didn't get the trick felt horrified. 2,470 tons of food every minute we throw there. And just imagine that I was reading the report of United Nations that in 2009 and 2010, 2.3 billion tons of consumable food was wasted. 2.3 billion tons of consumable food was wasted in 2009-2010, and I can bet you that it will be now even more. Imagine if that food was not wasted. Or let me make another point. In a year, what United States of America wastes the food, it is more than four times what Africa needs to import to feed itself. The whole of Africa, what needs to feed United States of America, just one country, and I'm not picking up on them, just making a point, they waste. And when we waste it, we make people hungry. And I want to ask an honest question to those two wonderful people who made those arrangements. Just imagine it if it was not a play, and I did with your beautiful work this what I did. How would you feel? Two ladies, if it wasn't real, how would you feel? Very hurt. And you know, what do you think? How do the Creator feels when we just throw it away? What can be done? What can we do? Well, in our passage, we read that God made us in His image. If we are in God's image, and He, of course, gave us the dominion over the world, then I hope and I pray that our dominion will be in the image of God. God rules His world in servanthood. God rules His world with love. And how I wish and I pray that all of us, we may treat our world with respect. We may treat the gifts God has given to us with love and respect. After After all, the Bible does say that one day God is going to ask us about it, that what did we do with the things he gave to us? May God give us the wisdom and understanding. Amen.